Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're shaking hands with the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending August 27th, 2016. I'm back on the mic after a week's vacation, and I see some big advances on the hit list, one of them being a new title. We start quietly in fifth place, where Drake, Wizkid, and Kyla retreat three slots with their former champ, One Dance. Drake has become such a cultural phenomenon that he's even inspiring yoga classes. Hang on for details.
That's why I need a One Dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go, higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a One Dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go, higher powers taking a hold on me.
Drake, Wizkid, and Kyla step back three slots to number five with their former champ, One Dance. Hey, if dancing doesn't sound good, how about a little yoga? Two Los Angeles entrepreneurs have come up with a monthly yoga class featuring Drake's music. TJ Petraka and Paul Schneider say Drake is perfect for yoga because he blends sensitivity and strength, yin and yang, if you will. Well, this week there's nobody stronger than 21 Pilots, who power their way from 11th to 4th place with Heathens. This gives the duo twin top 10 hits, and that's a big deal. Hold on for more.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know.
Twenty-One Pilots smash their way from 11th to 4th place with their Suicide Squad soundtrack hit Heathens. Meanwhile, Ride holds in 7th place, giving them twin top 10 singles. Only 9 other rock acts have accomplished this feat in the 58-year history of the Hot 100. Lorde, Santana, Bryan Adams, John Mellencamp, the J. Geils Band, John Lennon, the Dave Clark Five, the Beatles, and Elvis Presley. That's pretty good company. Calvin Harris and Rihanna spent the weekend headlining separate festivals. I'll have more after This Is What You Came For.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.
Calvin Harris holds at number 3 on the hit list with This Is What You Came For, featuring Rihanna. Last weekend found them thousands of kilometers apart. While Calvin closed the Billboard Hot 100 Fest in Long Island, New York, Rihanna was making fans wait at the V Festival in the UK. Her August 21st performance was late by about 25 minutes. It also closed the European leg of her anti-world tour. Justin Bieber also hit the stage and the town in the UK over the weekend. I'll have details after Cold Water, jumping a big three slots to second place.
And if you feel you're sinking, I will jump right over into cold, cold water for you. And although time may take us into different places, I will still be patient with you.
Major Lazer may be looking at its first Hot 100 title as Cold Water, featuring Justin Bieber and Moo, jumps three notches to second place. Last weekend, Justin Bieber performed at the V Festival in England. He told the crowd that he was a little hungover after partying with Rihanna the previous night. Some fans accused Justin of lip-syncing, but a representative denied it. There's no denying Sia and Sean Paul a fourth week atop the hit list with Cheap Thrills. Sia also made the scene at the V Festival and was victimized by the British weather. Stay with me for more.
Just you and
me.
And Sean Paul are your Hot 100 champs for a fourth week with Cheap Thrills. On Saturday, poor weather caused technical problems for Sia, who hit the stage 15 minutes late at the V Festival. Rain or shine, I'll be here next week with another hit list, so join me if you can. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.